Recently, Charlton Live was undercover with Louis and Nathan making their way to the West Ham game to see Manchester City. But today, it's Charlton Live on tour. We're off to Belgium. The time is 6:15 a.m. and like clockwork, off we go on the way to Belgium with a sense of anticipation building the air in a dark Anchor and Hope Lane. We're with Heather Alderson from Card. Well, it took a bit of organising, but we got there.
We've got 109 sausage sandwiches, with including vegetarian options. We've handed out leaflets. Everybody's here. In fact, everybody was here 10 minutes early. They're that eager to get going and make our feelings known to Roland.
Yeah, well, we have negated one disaster.
Was that you getting out of bed early, Joe?
Not that one. I meant the fact that I'd have my passport, unlike the first Belgium trip 13 months ago.
Ah, yeah.
So, where I decided to leave that at home. Heather, what do you make of the comments from Duchatelet?
The vinegar pisser.
Vinegar pissers.
Having been called stupid people, I suppose it's going to be difficult for him to think of other insults for us, but obviously they were flowing off his tongue. And yeah, apparently we're a bunch of vinegar pissers. Well, certainly that's going to motivate me to have a good shout at him later today.
Well, the time is 7:15. We're now charging through Kent on the way to Folkestone from our second pickup point, which was Ebbsfleet. We've got a few more to pick up at Folkestone, but we're now two coaches in convoy. Many fans like to go and watch their clubs in Europe, but I didn't quite expect it like this. We're here with Clive Harris, who's pretty much done all the legwork for the trip. Can you believe it's come to this?
As we pull out, it's been interesting. It's quite exciting, but it's just good to be part of such a large group of Charlton fans who are all committed for the same thing. So yeah, it's been worth it.
Yeah. You say pull out. We should say we are literally leaving the dock right now from Dover. Next stop is?
Yep, we get to Calais and then we head straight down towards St Troyden, where we're going to enjoy the hospitality of the local people, listen to some music from protest band 2%, and then alongside St Troyden fans, who are pretty much as dissatisfied as the rest of us, we should be marching, thankfully with the will of the local authorities and the police. And we'll be marching to the ground.
By the way, fancy someone's pulled all the back, the stand behind the goal on the right, across that other side. I think that's a massive statement that, regardless of many going to Belgium as well, you've got many turning up to the game, and it's almost like it feels like a joint effort. If you know what I mean, it's two different areas, but one heart.
Good call. I like. Can we use that? Two different places, one heart. I like that. Write it down. You can use that.
Okay.
I'll let you have that, even though you said it. Two different places, one heart. And that's fair. And you're right, today does have a strange... Well, not strange feel, that's not the right word, but it does have a feeling that something's happening today. And obviously it is, because of the combined fans, some going to Belgium, some coming here to Northampton, but it does have a fairly special feel about today. Can't put your finger on it. It's one of those sort of days where you can maybe look back in history and say where you were on this particular day. That sort of feel. It sounds a bit strange, but hopefully you get what I mean. But that's the sort of vibe coming out of today.
So we're here at the bar in St Troyden, where the 2% are playing their set, with Rich Pemberton. Rich, out here in Belgium with 200 people listening to a protest band that was formed because of Roland, hard really to believe it's come to this.
It has really, particularly on a match day when you've got three coaches and stuff off to Northampton. It's I think it makes quite a statement that so many people have got the club so much at their heart that they want to come over here and make their feelings known.
Yeah, we should mention Northampton really, because we're hearing lots of reports of protest banners, protest songs, and it seems like the unity protest has sort of garnered that support again, really.
Very much so, and it's good to hear that it's united not just in Belgium but over in Sixfields as as well.
And we should say, behind the band, there is a screen with a live stream of the match with a Facebook Live. So even though we're in Belgium, we're still supporting the team.
Very much so, yeah. And there's been plenty of talk about the game and plenty of talk about the formation that the Robins has chosen. But in reality, we're here for one purpose, and that's to get our message across once again. But here in Belgium, so many people have come. I think 200 might be a little bit of an underestimation. But yeah, no, it's fantastic stuff.
Right then, next off is the march. I'm here at the front of the march with Chief Steward and Chair of the Supporters Trust, Rich Wiseman. Pretty incredible scenes, right?
It is, and the rain stopped just in time. It's wonderful.
Perfect. Good to see some Centurion fans joining us.
Yeah, that's terrific. They've joined in. I think it's their first demonstration, is it not? And we're really proud they've joined in with us. And it's a really good humoured event.
More and more vociferous as we go, and we'll be enjoying by more and more Centurion fans. Numbers probably in the region of 300 at the moment, with lots of onlookers wishing us well. I'm here with Steve White, Cheltenham fan, on the march in Centurion, really picking up the noise now.
Yeah, we just got to get him out. You can't have someone in charge of a football club that doesn't want to win games. If the FA and the Football League won't do something about it, then we've got to try and do something, because everything comes from that. If you've got an owner that doesn't want to win games, then the manager doesn't care, the players don't care, no one cares.
If there was one moment that sticks out for you as why you want him out, could you name it?
It's basically what he said. He doesn't care if you win games. And if he doesn't care if you win games, nothing can ever be right. It all comes from there. It all stems from there.
The time is 3 o'clock on the day after the Unity protest that went so successfully yesterday. We're currently in Eek on our way home, just for a little stop off before we head to Calais to get on the ferry. After the protest last night, we went to the St. Truiden game to watch Igor Reticaly score and then get stretchered off, so hopefully that's nothing too serious. And then after that, it was a beer or two or seven to celebrate what we thought was a fairly successful protest.